As Schroeder mulled the implications of Carla's analysis, excited voices could be heard shouting from behind them in the direction of the city gate. He squinted back along the boulevard. Pinpoints of light were moving in the area around the plaza. The ivory hunters had also blundered into the city. "We're sitting ducks out here in the open," Schroeder said. "We can lose them easily if we get off this lovely avenue." He ducked into an alley that connected with a narrow side street. The buildings were smaller than on the main boulevard. None was taller than one story. They appeared to serve more of a residential function than the grander, more ceremonial structures lining the main drag. Schroeder's goal was to get to the far side of the city. He had hopes, supported by the relatively good quality of the air in the city, that there might be another way out. The people who built this subterranean metropolis seemed to have done so with logic and reason, and it would be logical and reasonable for them to have more than one way to get in and out. The grid pattern made navigation fairly easy, and they were more than halfway across the city when Carla cried out in alarm. She dug her fingers into Schroeder's arm. He slipped the automatic rifle off his shoulder. "What is it?" He glanced around at the silent facades, as if he expected to see the leering faces of the ivory hunters in the windows. "Something ran down that alley." Schroeder slipped the rifle he'd taken from the ivory hunter from his shoulder and followed her pointing finger with his eyes. Although the buildings produced their own light, they were built close together, and the narrow spaces between them were in deep shadow. "Something or someone?"
I don't know," she laughed. "Maybe I've been underground too long."
Schroeder had always trusted his senses above his analytical skills. "Wait here," he said. He approached the alleyway with his finger tight on the trigger. He edged up to the alley, stuck his head around the corner, and flicked the flashlight on. After a few seconds, he turned and came back. "Nothing."
"Sorry, it must have been my imagination."
After they walked for a few blocks, Schroeder stopped suddenly and raised his rifle. He lowered the weapon after a second and rubbed his eyes. "This strange light has me crazy. Now it's my turn to start seeing things. I saw something run from one side of the street to the other."
"No, I saw it too," Carla said. "It was large. I don't think it was human."
Schroeder started off again. "That's good. We haven't had much luck with humans lately." Carla's nostrils picked up a familiar musky odor. The shed housing the baby mammoth had the same smell. Schroeder's nostrils had picked up the scent as well.
"Smells like a barnyard," he said.
The fragrance of mud, animals, and manure became even stronger as they made their way through an alley to another street. The street ended in a plaza similar to the public square they had encountered at the entrance to the city. Unlike the first plaza, whose pavement was made of the same glowing stone as the rest of the city, this space looked as if it were covered by a thick, dark growth of weeds or grass. Carla's first impression was that she was looking at an untended garden, similar to something she might see in a public park. That didn't make sense, given the lack of sunlight. The vegetation began to move. Schroeder's aging vision had trouble seeing details in the half-light, but the movement caught his eye. The training ingrained long ago came into play. He'd been taught that the best insurance when faced with a potential threat was a lead curtain. He stepped in front of Carla, and he brought his rifle to his hip. His finger tightened on the trigger as he prepared to saturate the square with a lethal spray.
"No!"
Carla shouted. She put her hand in front of his chest. The plaza undulated, and from the moving mass came a sound of snorts and squeaks and heavy bodies starting to stir. The image of vegetation disintegrated, to be replaced by large furry clumps the size of large pigs. Schroeder stared at the strange creatures milling around the square. They had stubby trunks and upturned tusks, and their hides were covered with fur. The significance of what he was seeing finally dawned on him.
Baby elephants.
"No,"
Carla said, amazingly calm in spite of her unbounded excitement.
"They're dwarf mammoths."
"This is impossible,"
Schroeder said, as if he were having a hard time convincing himself.
Not entirely. Traces of dwarf mammoths were found on Wrangel Island as recently as 2000 BC. That's only a blip in time. But you're right about this being unbelievable. The closest I've come to these creatures has been the fossilized bones of their ancestors. Schroeder said, "Why don't they run away?"